You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
In recent weeks, the Ōrātea community has banded together to oppose the proposed development of a new water care water treatment plant, which ultimately would cost locals their homes to make way for its development. Another proposed site is in Titirangi, where Residents and Ratepayers Association Chair Dr. Mels Barton says locals are in full support of moving development outside of Ōrātea, despite their two communities allegedly being pitted against one another. I spoke with Barton about this and the other water care issue facing Titirangi right now, which is selling off Exhibition Drive, publicly owned and accessible land, at least for the moment.
There's been a lot of muckraking by some individuals trying to pit the two communities one against the other, none of it is based in fact. There's absolutely nobody that I have spoken to or heard from in Titirangi who is opposed to having the water treatment plant in Titirangi. We've already got it here, and really and truly, it's not a bad neighbour. So obviously, I mean, if you live right next to the water treatment plant, you are going to get some noise and the traffic and all the rest of it. But it's in quite a quiet area. There aren't very many houses directly next to it. And nobody's going to lose their homes as a result of putting it onto the Manuka Road site, because it's already designated for water treatment plant extension. That's why it was bought in the first place. And we just think that there's been a big beat-up going on about Titirangi versus Ōrātea, and none of it is true, and it's about time to put a stop to it and say what's actually happening here, which is that yes, there are trees, and we need to be concerned about the ecology, and we don't know enough about that yet. We want to have a report done, a proper independent assessment of the ecology of the Manuka Road site, but it's not like it's virgin bush. Those trees have probably only been growing for 40, 50 years on that site. And it's always been designated as a water treatment site. It's owned by Watercare. So anybody who moved into the area has bought their house since that has been designated a water treatment site. So unless there's something as rare as a Maui's dolphin on there, to be quite honest, I don't think anybody's going to be climbing trees to stop them putting a water treatment plant there, and certainly not in exchange for people's homes in Ōrātea. There's no way that anybody in Titirangi wants to see people put out of their homes in Ōrātea just so that we don't have to have a treatment plant that we already have. It's ridiculous, and I'm really angry with those individuals who should know better that have been saying that, because it's not true. I don't know where they're getting it from. They've just been making it up in order to cause trouble, and this is where it stops.
So this is how it's been pitted, but really Titirangi is saying that, you know, we'll take it off your hands, because obviously in Ōrātea, there's, you know, people don't want anything to do with the development as long as there's going to be homes that will have been lost.
I think it's more than that for Ōrātea. I mean, it's a very rural valley. It doesn't have any industrial plant in it. And so for Ōrātea to take an industrial-sized treatment plant is a huge change for that area. So, yes, of course it is about those individuals who would lose their homes. Of course it is. But it's actually as well about the change to that rural area, which, let's face it, we've had to fight to save once, and keep it in the heritage area and not lose the foothills and have this area as part of the heritage area and not have all those places subdivided. So we've already been through a massive battle to keep Ōrātea rural and to keep it as part of the heritage area. So why wouldn't we stand with the community of Ōrātea against them having an industrial-sized treatment plant imposed on them, when we already have one in Titirangi and all it's going to do is move next door? It's a no-brainer.
The association has said that you wouldn't want to see Exhibition Drive developed on.
Yes, but that's got absolutely nothing to do with the treatment plant. It's just convenient for us, really. I mean, I can't believe Watercare have been so stupid as to actually admit that they're thinking about selling Exhibition Drive in the middle of this furore and public consultation over where to put the treatment plant. I mean, it's beautiful timing for us. It means that we can link the two issues together and enable people and encourage people, and this is what I'm doing, encouraging people to put written feedback to Watercare about their proposed site for the treatment plant and make sure that in accepting having it in Titirangi, we demand that they keep their hands off Exhibition Drive and that it stays in public ownership and with free public access forever. Because the community in Titirangi actually provided that land to the City Council in the first place for Exhibition Drive and pushed for it to be a drive. It wouldn't be there at all if it hadn't have been for the people in Titirangi 100 years ago continuing to push the City Council to make that a public access way and to open up a drive into the ranges. It was the locals that made that happen. And so for Watercare to suggest that they will sell that off to the highest bidder in order to make some money and take that land away from us is just unconscionable. We're not going to let that happen. Over my dead body is that going to happen. So, yeah, great timing for them to enable us to link those two issues together.
Yeah. I didn't realize that was actually a combination of two different elements to this issue. But, I mean, we've heard from Watercare that they've told us that they have no intention to sell Exhibition Drive land. What have you heard from them? Because you want a written promise, is that correct?
Yes, I do. It's great that they're backtracking now. But I know for a fact that that proposal has been on the table. Whether it's still on the table is entirely up to them, and they're quite welcome to say what they like about it now. But I know for a fact that that proposal was on the table. Now, they're saying that they're offering it to the council, and that might be true, but it rather depends as to whether the council are prepared to pay the money for it or not. And the council has absolutely zero budget for further regional parks acquisitions, because the councillors did not vote for parks acquisition budget. So they don't have any money to pay for more parkland. And so if Watercare wants money for that land, which is why they were proposing to sell it off to private developers, then they're not going to get it out of the council, I suspect, or they're not going to get what they want out of the council. So they might be saying that they're talking to the council about selling it, but if what they want is money, then I suspect we'll still be back to square one, which is why we want a written guarantee from Watercare and from the council that that land is going to stay public and it is going to be available to the public in perpetuity. Because I don't trust them, frankly. I don't trust any of them.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95bfm.com/bcasts.